Good evening. My name is Nadav, and you're listening to Phoning It In on WMBR 88.1 FM. Thanks so much to InVivo. Now, we bring you, like we bring you every week, someone live over the telephone from somewhere else. And tonight, Scott Matthew from New York City, whom you'll hopefully know from the movie Short Bus. And if you don't, you'll know him shortly. Scott?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really happy to have you.
Oh, thank you very much for asking me. It's a treat.
Yeah, it was. I was really excited. I saw the movie and then, you know, like looked for your name in the credits and then found you on MySpace and here you are.
Yay. It's a good thing that you're doing. I think it's really cool. And who else have you had on the program recently?
I'm trying to think. Not a lot of large touring artists.
Right. I'm mostly like local Boston acts?
No, sort of local acts from other places. I'm trying to, you know, I should know this. I'm racking my brain.
I'll get you on the spot.
That's all right. Yeah, it's my job.
I'll try not to talk about myself.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Are there any introductions you want to make for yourself?
Not particularly, no.
All right, well, let's try go for a song and then check back in.
Okay, the first song I'm going to sing is, it's on the Short Bus soundtrack, and it's called Little Bird, and it goes suspiciously like this. Sirens in the background, I can hear them.
Oh, no, I couldn't, but that's too bad. Otherwise, it sounds great.
Good, thank you. Thanks.
I don't like to talk too much, but real quick, before we continue, can you tell me a little bit about whatever room you're in right now?
Absolutely. I'm in my friend Kirsten, who lives in my building. I'm in her bedroom. And her friend Natalie is here in the other room listening, and I had to hide because I was nervous. It's a beautiful room. It's a big old loft space in Williamsburg, and she has bamboo and lots of wood Buddhas, and it's really quite lovely.
Oh, what color are the walls?
Bright orange.
Nice.
On one wall, and then the rest is white, and she has old antique wooden furniture.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's nice to sing in, actually. I'm all about singing unplugged these days. I did a little show at this gallery in New York called Envoy. And I'm going to continue to play there because it was really, really nice not having any electricity involved. And just, I like that. Anyways, let's sing a song. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Go for it.
The next one I'm going to sing is actually, I didn't write it, but I love this song, and it's by an old folk singer called Melanie. And it goes like this.
Some say I've got a devil, but I'm just a boy in trouble. Some have tried to tell me kinds of things to save me from hurting like a woman, crying like a baby, something like a woman, crying like a baby. And all the things I have been can be turning a part of your dream, keeps them here turning the stream. Some say I'm an angel, and some say I've got a devil, but I'm just a boy in trouble. Don't think I'm in danger, don't think I'm in danger, no, I'm not in danger.
What was the name of that song?
It's called Angel.
I saw her, actually, when...
Did you?
When I was in high school, my mom's a big folkie, and I think we saw her play in, like, a Barnes & Noble.
Oh, my God, that's bizarre.
And I'm fairly certain she was really stoned. She was
out of it. Wow.
It was memorable.
When, what time reference is this? Like, what when was it?
That was maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
I'm glad to hear she's still stoned. I went to South by Southwest, and we did a little promotion for the DVD release of Short Bus, and Donovan came to our show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was a trip. He's amazing, but still completely, like, stuck in the 60s, like, you know, a boozer and,
yeah,
you know,
that's kind of comforting.
Very flowery sort of, like, banter, and yeah, he was great. It was a treat to meet him. Anyway, should I sing another song?
Please do.
All right, I'm gonna try a brand new song that no one's really heard, so tell me if it sucks or not. Okay, it's my first political song. Okay. It's a chilling claim to fame. We're still there, baby brains. Big minds work out strategy that never fail to train. And sublime this fun-filled game, with planting we'll compete, to force this force of darkness, the flock of needed trees.
and robbing from the blinded boys of them and me and greed. And oh, the harem, the market beater
Hey.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off. I don't know how to end the song, so I just ended it abruptly. I have to work that one out.
So you just hung the phone up.
Yeah.
What was that called?
It's called Market Meter Children. Is that ridiculous?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
A little bit. Can I have a cigarette, Natalie? For the voice. It's medicinal. I went to a family's place in Texas for Christmas, and I was just kind of overwhelmed with how bombarded children are and how exploited children are with consumerism and all that stuff. Anyway, what's the weather like in Boston?
Winter's almost over. We're sort of getting winter's last gasp.
Right.
How about New York? Similar?
Today was the most glorious of spring days. It was really beautiful today, and we really needed it because we had a major, I don't know, you probably have one too, major snowstorm.
Yep.
Just recently, so I think that was the last of it. And now we can all start falling in love and taking our clothes off. And enjoying the warm weather. So I'm going to sing another song now. Enough bantering. I'm going to sing, I think, maybe, should I sing In the End? Do you have a request?
Was that directed at me? Or
I think so. No, you.
Yeah, I would be happy hearing that.
Okay.
And then, here, I'll get back to you with a request after that song.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't swear. I said shoot. I promise.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, good.
I didn't hear a thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry. I drank a lot of whiskey last night. My voice is a little rough. Sorry about that. Yeah, so that was that's from the Short Bus soundtrack, too, if anyone's listening. It feels like it's so surreal doing this, because it just feels like we're having a conversation over the phone.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm. I suppose everyone says that.
No, you're the first.
Okay.
I do have a request. It's from the Short Bus soundtrack, because those are actually the only songs from you that I know that I've heard until now.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could play Language?
Of course. I would love to.
Great.
All right. So here we go. Language.
So you had, so far, all you've had released, at least in the States, has been the Short Bus soundtrack. Are you working on any sort of solo project?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm recording my album now.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Though I don't have a deal, so it's a little hard with funding. So I'm sort of begging and borrowing and doing all that stuff. And hopefully it should be finished by, I'm thinking like May, June, it should be completed. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And then I'm going to try and get to Europe, because the Short Bus soundtrack did much better over there than here. Well, the response that I got anyway was a lot more favorable over there. So I think I had a little phone meeting today with this German management company who might take me over there, so hopefully that will happen. Yeah. So, yes. Anything else?
No further questions.
Good. Are we done then?
We've still got another 8 minutes if you've got a few more songs.
Sure. I'll sing I'll sing another little song that I write. I write short songs because I'm not a very good songwriter. This one's called Amputee.
Have another cigarette.
I need a whiskey, I think.
Well, thank you so much. If that is it, I'm saddened, but we've only got 5 minutes left anyway.
Yeah. So. Well, maybe I could do one more. I just don't know what else to do. I know what I'll do. This one's a really sad song.
It's all right.
It was written by a friend of mine, Frank Mango, and it's called Roses Are Not Red, and it goes like this. I think if it's more than 5 minutes, just cut me off. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm shivers. 1 second. It goes longer, but I thought we were running out of time.
Oh, no. That's perfect timing, actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, thank you very much for having me on the program, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for being on.
It was absolutely my pleasure.
Hang on just a minute. Stay on the line. You've been listening to Scott Matthew on Phoning It In. Check him out online. Google his name. He's got a MySpace page. Check us out online at phoningitin.net for updates. And MySpace page, Matt Bauer and Garrett Pierce on from San Francisco next week. Stay tuned right now for Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming. Here's one final track from the Short Bus soundtrack, which features Scott Matthew. This is Surgery.